Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Me just touching base to see how things are and how you are. I'm very conscious that there's no one there.
Yep. Everything's okay. Yep. Just getting through the regular stuff. There's a few computer issues.
I saw that come through. I did ask Megan to see if she can have a look and try and elaborate on what's going on, because it's a little vague, and then to contact Affinity.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yep.
So I don't know. Are they saying that they've got no... that it keeps dropping... Sorry, let me rephrase that. Are they saying that the connection to iCare keeps dropping out, or the whole thing keeps dropping out?
iCare.
So that's not going to be an Affinity issue unless the internet has gone down.
Yeah, so I think it's the clinical manager issue that keeps shutting out of the system.
Oh, well, there you go. If it's a clinical manager issue, then technically it's a Megan issue anyway. How good's that?
So she should be able to fix that one. So you sent that through to her?
Yeah, I did. From Carrie, the same email that you got.
Yep.
So she's going to have a look at it. But honestly, the only thing to test, Monique, would be if it's down, open Chrome and it's going to launch the internet browser, tap in 3 or 4 random letters or numbers and press enter. And if it comes up with a web page, you're online.
Yep.
The reason you put the random letters and numbers in is if you try and go somewhere that you've already been, it'll pull it out of the cache memory and you won't know whether you're online or not.
Ah, okay.
So that's the way I normally do it. And if you're online, then you've got the internet connection. So it's then really down to clinical manager and what's going on there. If you're not online, then it could be an Affinity question.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll just head up there now and see how they are, because they've got a lot going on. Like the end of lifers.
I did get the email from Deb asking about extra staff, and I've just replied to her saying, essentially, what shifts, what length of shifts, how many days, and wait for that response. In principle,
okay.
I'm okay, but we have to put some parameters around it. At the moment, it's a bit vague. I don't know.
Yeah, it won't be long for either of those residents, so I can't imagine more than, 2 days would be, and, 2 days at the maximum they would need assistance for.
Yeah, so my next question is then, what shifts, how many hours on shifts, and all the rest of it? So,
it'd be just a morning care, afternoon care, no night shift required.
So are we looking at a 7 till 3:30 or a 7 till 1?
7 till 1.
And then a 3 till...
3 till 9?
I guess these are the questions I need. What shifts are they? How many hours is that? Is it night shift as well? So we can then put some parameters around it. Because at the moment, they've just said, can we have some extra staff? Well, I need more than that.
Yep.
All right, so look, by all means, I'll let you liaise with Deb around that.
Yep.
In principle, the answer is yes. We just need information. Ping it through to me. Maybe call me or something if you pinged it through. Because I'm conscious if we're going to go from this afternoon, you'll need to let Rostrin know quite quickly.
Yep.
In fact, why don't...
do you want me to ring Rostrin now and organise one for this afternoon?
Yeah, organise one for this afternoon. I mean, you're thinking you need one overnight?
No.
Not overnight?
No.
All right. Organise one for this afternoon.
Yep.
Ping me that email once you've done it, and I'll just say, that's great. So you've got my authorization.
Yep, no problem.
All righty. Thanks, Malik.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.